And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we were having a conversation about what it takes to be a legally licensed, bonded, insured contractor in the state of Arizona. And the insurance it buys you, the extra layer of protection it buys you. So when you're shopping, shop licensed, bonded, and insured, and take the time. As a very minimum start. Make sure that all of the current information is current.
And one of those, so once you go through all that, we have another long screening process that contractors then have to go through to join the network. And we'd like to welcome B&B Blinds, a great little company, locally owned out of Gilbert. They've got a nice little showroom there for homeowners. They do take walk-ins, so it's probably better to schedule an appointment to make sure somebody is there representing it. It's not maybe just the accountant or the rep, but someone that knows all the details. But for any kind of interior, exterior window treatments, the only thing they don't do are awnings. But B&B Blinds, congratulations on making it through the screening process.
At Roselle House, which is experiencing really some phenomenal growth that we're very excited about. And Romy, I have you to thank for that. So thank you very much for that. Let's see if we can get to the phones and welcome Jackie into the conversation. Good morning, Jackie. This is Rosie. How can I help you this morning?
Hi, Rosie. We had three contractors come out and give us estimates for new roof.
Okie doke.
Each of them seemed to give me three different products for underlayment.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure which one is better or would better suit my needs.
Okay. What type of finished roof is it?
I've got a tile roof.
Concrete tile?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If for everyone else listening, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and ask to find Rosie's Roofing Consumer Guide, and it will actually take you through what we feel are the minimum standards. Jackie, for the sake of all those who are listening, do you mm-hmm. have the proposals in front of you?
I do.
Okay. Why don't you tell us what the variation you're getting in what's being recommended in each three proposals?
You mean the final cost?
No, just the underlayment.
Okay, the underlayment.
Proposal number one wants to do what?
Okay, they want to, they talked about putting in, you know, if they pull off the tiles and there's wood that needs to be replaced.
Okay.
They all pretty much covered the same thing.
For there.
And for that.
Yeah.
And then they talked about, you know, putting in the metal drip edge.
Yeah.
Which right now the house does not have. So they all three talked about that.
And then the underlayment specifically.
Okay. One of them called it, I think it's called a Malarkey 40, number 40 ASTM felt.
Okay.
The other one is called a Boral Tile Seal, which is a self-adhesive modified asphalt underlayment. And then the last one is called, what are they calling it? Layfast SBS. And it's an asphalt, and it's got it's like rubberized asphalt.
Right.
Which provides, you know, the elastomeric properties.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not specifically familiar with those three different particular brands enough to be able to issue an opinion, but I will tell you in our buyer's guide, we tell you that at the very least, you should have two layers of 40-pound felt.
And she said number 40. I'm assuming that's what that was 40-pound felt.
And I'm wondering
if it is
just a single layer. That, in our mind, would not be sufficient. At least two layers. Now, that you can get the same amount of protection by going to either a bitumen torch down or almost like a cap sheet and then lay on top of that. And I don't know the bull tile or the Layfast product in particular. Jackie, I would tell you that I will do the research for you. If you're not currently leaking right now, I'll do the research for you next week, and I will get back to you and tell you what I think of those three options you would take and give you what you need so that you don't have to worry about one layer of 40-pound it is not what we would recommend.
And just like Big Tom Callahan says in Tommy Boy, you know, it's the person standing behind it as well.
Yeah.
All three of those could potentially last 30 years. It's the company standing behind it when there's a problem that's going to be a bigger factor for you. Are they going to come out and do the right thing? And are they going to install it correctly to begin with? So on and so forth.
Stay in business long enough to warranty it. All those other things. So, Jackie, we have your name and number. I'm going to ask you to probably scan those proposals to me at my office. I will personally review them and get back to you very early next week. We're generally not in on Monday, but we'll be in on Tuesday morning. And I'll put you I can't put you at the top of my list because somebody I talked to on Thursday night, I already promised to put on top of the list.
You've been gone 10 days. You've got a lot of on top of the list.
But I promise you'll be on my list that I hit before lunch on Tuesday. When we get back, it's Gary, Jim, and Chris here at Rosie on the House, all waiting to talk to us.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.